This is our consular prayer for the month of March. You know, God said in Ezekiel 22:30, "So I sought for a man among them who would make up a wall, stand in the gap before me, on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one." Then in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land."
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Hearts, you're living in a world that is changing. You're living in a world that is changing. Our first item in this consular prayer, we're going to pray asking God to defeat every satanic ploy, scheme, snare, wile, and device being used by Satan in the nations of the world. Satan is busy. Satan is busy in the nations of the world. So once again, we're going to pray, asking God to defeat every satanic ploy, scheme, snare, wile, and device being used by Satan in the nations of the world today. Let's pray it.
Thank you.
our Father and our God. Father, we come before your throne as ambassadors for Christ. We are believer priests. We are soldiers of the cross. And Father, we understand that since the creation of man, Satan has tried to ruin everything you did. So Father, we're coming before your throne because we understand that the enemy of our soul, the enemy of the kingdom of God, and the enemies of the kingdom of God exercise any number of ploys, schemes, snares, wiles, and devices at every level of life in every nation of the world. So we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to defeat, absolutely defeat, every satanic ploy, scheme, snare, wile, and device being used by Satan in this nation and the nations of the world. Father, we understand his end game, dominion. He wants dominion. And Father God, you are on your throne. Christ Jesus, you have turned all of your work over to the church. We are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ on earth today. We are the ambassadors for the kingdom of God. We are soldiers of the cross. And you have turned all of your work over to the church. And we're not doing a very good job of maintaining. But Father, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus, asking you to defeat every satanic ploy, scheme, snare, wile, and device being used by Satan in the nations of the world. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord, please do it. Our second item in this contrite prayer, we're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power, the authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the lives of the leadership of the nations of the world. It's a sobering thing. It is a sobering thing when you realize that every individual heading up every nation in the world is either a child of God or a child of the devil. There's no in between. Whether it's this nation, that nation, the other nation, every individual leading that nation, in charge of that nation, in charge of leading that nation, is either a child of God or a child of the devil. If they're a child of the devil, the works of the devil they will do. You said that, Jesus. You said that. If they're a child of God, they will try to advance the kingdom of God. So we're going to pray, asking God to neutralize the power, the authority, and the influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the lives of the leadership of the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, you have a reason for not rapturing your people the moment they are born again. You left us here as soldiers, believer priests, ambassadors. And Father, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. Father, we come before your throne asking you to neutralize the power, the authority, and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the lives of the leadership of the nations of the world. Father, we understand that Satan is constantly trying to seek positions, trying to put those in positions of power, authority, and influence whom he can control. We understand that to be a reality in life, Father. So, Father, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Father God, to neutralize the power, the authority, and the influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the lives of the leadership of the nations of the world. So, Lord, here we are. We understand that you have those in positions of authority and power, but we understand that Satan has those in positions of power and authority. And we want you to strengthen those in the family of God, the kingdom of God, who are in positions of power, authority, and influence. And we want you to minimize, Father, the authority, the power, and the influence of those who are the agents of Satan. We want you to neutralize the power, the authority, and the influence of the spirit of Antichrist in the lives of the leadership of the nations of the world. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Father, do it. Our third item, we're going to pray asking God to raise up a repenting, praying church in the nations of the world. Got it? We're going to pray asking God to raise up a repenting, praying church in the nations of the world, because that is sorely needed today, starting in this nation. So we're going to pray asking God to raise up a repenting, praying church in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Christ Jesus, God in the flesh, in your tenure on earth, we come before your throne now asking you to raise up a repenting, praying church in the nations of the world. Father, we're asking you to stir the hearts of the believer priest, the ambassadors for Christ, soldiers of the cross. Father, we're asking you to move in every race, in every tongue, in every tribe, in every nation. We're asking you, Father God, to raise up these voices like a chorus, coming before your throne in repentance, repenting because of the sins in the nation. And yet, Father, we understand in the midst of all of it, you have a remnant. You have always maintained a remnant, and the remnant is from every tribe, every tongue, every nation, every race. And we're asking you by the power of your Holy Spirit to move in the hearts of the remnant, especially the remnant, and stir their hearts, Father God, to pray, asking you, Heavenly Father, to raise up in this hour, in this day, in the life of the nations of the world, a repenting, praying church in the nations of the world. We have strayed so far, Father God, and the word has been compromised, and the word has been watered down, but we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, convicting, convincing, illumining, enlightening, and raising up a repenting, praying people in the nations of the world. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord. Please do it. Our next item. We're going to pray, asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant to fervent intercessory prayer. Now, we just prayed asking God to raise up a repenting praying church. Well, that's not enough. We want to go a step further. Now, we're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant. Folks, listen to me. God always has a remnant. He's always had a remnant. He will always have a remnant. And it is that remnant that can get his attention. So, we're going to pray, asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant to fervent intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. God has turned all of his work over to the church. And so much of the church is asleep at the switch. So much of the church is asleep at the switch. So we're going to go before the throne of God, asking him to stir the hearts of the remnant to fervent intercessory prayer. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne in the holy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we come at this time asking you to stir the hearts, Father God, stir the hearts of the remnant to fervent intercessory prayer. And Father, each of us have to ask ourselves, am I a part of the remnant? Am I a part of the remnant? You see, each of us as a child of God must know who we are. We must know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we have to recognize our throne rights. We have to understand that throughout the history of the world, God has always had a remnant. In the time of the flood, he had a remnant. Noah, his family, he had a remnant. And we today, many of us, are a part of that remnant. And the remnant is not as large as we would like to think it is, but it's not as weak as we think it might be. So we're going to pray, asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant to fervent intercessory prayer. We're going to ask him to move as only he can move, stirring the hearts of his people to day by day bring the throne of God before the throne of God, bringing before the throne of God the needs of this nation, asking him to anoint the church to be the salt, the light he died to make her to be, to make the church, the bride of Christ, the representation that he wants it to be in the nations of the world today. So, Father God, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, stir the hearts of the remnant to fervent intercessory prayer. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord. Please do it. All right. Now we're going to pray, asking God to penetrate the systems of false religions in the nations of the world and rescue millions who have been deceived. Folks, this is an important prayer. All of our prayer items are important, but listen to this now. We're going to pray asking God to penetrate the systems of false religion in the nations of the world and rescue millions who have been deceived. Understand this. Millions of the elect have not yet received their election and do not even know they are of the elect. But we want God, through the power of his Holy Spirit, to penetrate the systems of the false religion in the nation of the world and rescue millions who've been deceived. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne at this time in this concert of prayer, asking you to penetrate the systems of false religion in the nations of the world and rescue millions who have been deceived. Father, the history of the world. Father, the history of the world reveals system after system after system of false religions that have been introduced into the nations of the world. But Father, in it all and through it all, you always had a remnant. You always had a remnant. And Father, I'm asking you in this hour, in this day, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to stir the hearts of the remnant. And Father God, we're asking you to penetrate the systems of false religion in the nations of the world and rescue millions who have been deceived. And Father, once again, it's all in the hands of the remnant. But we're asking you, Father, to penetrate the systems of every false system of religion in the world, in the nations of the world, and rescue millions who have been deceived. Father, they have bought into a false gospel. The gospel has been misrepresented. And many of them have been told, if you belong to our system of religion, that will make you right with God. But that's not what you said, Jesus. You said you must be born again. So, Father God, we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception of every false system of religion in the nations of the world and rescue, please, millions, millions who have been deceived. And this we pray and ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord, please do it. All right, now we come to the last segment of our concert of prayer. This is where we pray for you. Here's what I want you to do. In the next 3 or 4 minutes, I want you, seriously, listen to me. I want you to go before the throne of God and present your request, your petition to the Lord. What is your request? What is your need? What is your desire? So I want you to go before the throne of God and present your request. He's told us, come boldly. The Word of God has told us to come boldly before His throne. What is your heart's desire? What is your need? What is your desire? But go before the throne of God right now. Say, Lord, my faith is weak. I need faith. Strengthen me in the inner person. Holy Spirit, give me faith to believe. But let's take your needs and the needs of the nation to the throne of God right now. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be hesitant. Go before the throne of your heavenly Father and say, Father, this is my request at this time in my life. Go ahead. Do that now. Word of God says you have not because you ask not. I didn't say that. That's the Word of God. He said you have not because you ask not. Why not ask? Leave the timing up to Him. Leave the means and the method up to Him. But why not ask? Do it now. Father God, let faith arise. Let faith arise as they pray. Let faith arise. We're going to join you before the throne of God with your prayer request. We're going to ask God to do what only God can do. There are some situations and circumstances out there. If God doesn't move, it won't happen. There are marriages that need to be saved, relationships that need to be saved, jobs that need to be received, marriages that need to be handled. The needs are so many, and He is sufficient to every need. There's some facing a medical protocol. We're going to take all this before the throne of God. So I want you to pray. Don't be bashful. Don't be hesitant. Don't be timid. Heavenly Father, Father God, we the people of God come before your throne, and we're asking you to consider every prayer request that's been made here tonight. And then, Father, in this time where we bring our individual needs to you, we're asking you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your understanding. We're asking you to hear each and every prayer and answer it in your way, in your timing. Father, you have a perfect timing in response to every prayer request. And so, Father God, we're asking you in your sovereignty, exercise your perfect timing. But receive, we pray, each and every prayer. Each and every prayer that's been prayed to you by whatever and for whatever. Father, there are so many needs in the body of Christ. And before we close now, I bless every person in this concert of prayer. I bless your marriages. I bless your physical body. I bless you in your spirit, your soul, your mind. I bless you in your finances. I bless you in your employment. In the name of Christ Jesus, I bless you. In that name that's above every name, I bless you. I bless you with the blessings of God. As a child of His, I speak the blessings of God upon you. And I encourage you to receive the promises of God. Take God at His word. Believe His word. Receive His word. Stand on His word and pray His word. And then watch God work. Watch God do what only God can do. That's our request here. And I want to thank you for being a part of this concert of prayer. Till we get a chance to do it again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.